Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Steel Wars is now on Patreon, and from just $3 a month, you can have a grip of exclusive content delivered to your podcast app of choice and support the podcast you listen to every week. Here's a clip from Questions You Have, Answers I Give. Rebecca Edwards, who is over in Perth and just took a bunch of sweet, sweet photos at like Australian Comic-Con or Oz Comic-Con with the Snoke Theory Sus stickers, including with Jango Fett himself, Tamira Morrison. So thank you, Rebecca. That was really cool. Looked like you were having an awesome time. Rebecca Edwards says, "Hey, Steel." Oh, she posted them up in the safe haven, by the way. And if I don't know, is there anyone in the Patreon that's not in the safe haven? Because if you want to chat Star Wars with us all, we'd love to have you. Just go over to Facebook and you got to answer three questions. If you just say you're in the safe haven, I'll just click through. But the questions are like, it's Mendo and Ignite the Green. They're not hard questions. Anyway, let's go. Hey, Steel, thanks for the breaking content while you moved. It gave me a chance to catch up on all the awesome content I was behind on. No sweat, but I try not to let that happen. I don't want you to catch up because I know I am a like rampant, like as soon as I finish this, I will listen to a podcast. I love listening to podcasts 24/7 and I hate it when I'm caught up, you know, and I pay for a couple and stuff and when they don't have new stuff for me, I'm pissed. So, yeah, I'm going to try keep it hard for you, Rebecca, to keep up. Okay, here we go. Questions. Pick and choose what you want to include. I'll just go with all of them. If you were asked to voice a character on Rebels, but you had to use the Green Guide voice, what kind of character do you think it would be? Could that voice be the thing that finally kills off Ezra? Now, if those don't know, you probably know that I do another podcast called I Love Green Guide Letters, but you may not have heard it before. And so you would not know that the podcast is about reviewing, inverted commas, complaint letters to the TV Guide in Australia. And when I read out the letters, I read them out in an annoying voice like this. To, I don't know, it just became tradition. I don't know how it started, but it won't stop. So who could talk like this? A Gungan going through puberty, perhaps? Don't know. Obviously some form of, like, creature. I would sort of like an amalgam of like an Ewok and a Lothcat, and they could talk like it. Ezra, you'll be a Jedi. Oh no, Ezra, you're dying. I shouldn't be so amused. Oh well, what are you gonna do? All right. What would the weirdest, bestest combining of two characters? Oh my God, I just said that. I did not read the second part of this question. Lothcat and Ewok. There you go, man. What would be the weirdest, bestest combining of characters? Imagine a planet filled with the love children of Yoda and Jar Jar Binks. Or maybe a Wampa Wookiee combination that doesn't get cold on Starkiller Base. That's funny. Good little joke there. I'm going to go with that Lothcat Ewok combo. And they all talk like this! All right. Now that you are USA-based, will the Melbourne premieres and podcasts still be happening? So, yeah, the midnight premieres that we had down in Knox, undetermined. I will know in September. There you go. I hope they are. But flights in December to Australia are so expensive. It's crazy. They're like double. 4. I'm predicting that Luke will die in The Last Jedi, or may have heard it somewhere. Sorry about that, Steele. Who do you think will be the person that kills him off, or will he sacrifice himself to make sure a bomb or something goes off? Would you be able to handle it? If he does sacrifice himself and the final scene we see of Luke is the camera slowly pulling back, he ignites a green, and then it cuts to another shot of a big explosion. That is just a taste of the 40-minute episode of Questions You Have, Answers I Give. But along with that, we've also got the Star Wars Holiday Special live commentary and the A New Hope commentary, as well as the bi-weekly episodes of Making Steel Wars, where Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, we talk about the stories behind the stories. We've got the Trash Compactor with the Gonk Droid. Plus, you get the live call-in shows in full with the bonus show and our complete back catalogue of Steel Wars interview episodes. You get sent a private RSS feed, which is very easy to paste into iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, and it just downloads like a regular podcast, starting from $3 a month. There's a $5 sticker pack tier, and then there's a $10 t-shirt tier, and then there's some extra tiers as well, which are pretty fun. And you get to support the podcast you hear every week, and also there's no mid-episode plugs and all that sort of stuff. So nice and sweet. Thank you guys so much. If you want to sign up, it is at patreon.com/steelwars. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.